There are many wins for farmers in the One Big Beautiful Bill. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. We have been talking about and keeping tabs on the progress of the One Big Beautiful Bill for several months now. And on July 4th, America's birthday, President Trump finally signed that into law. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that there are many wins within that bill for America's farmers and producers.
The One Big Beautiful Bill provides major victories for farmers. So this would update reference prices, more support for crop insurance, and an increase in the death tax exemption.
With that being said, Grassley says the work is not done with the passage of this bill. The Ag Committee still has a lot to accomplish and plenty of work to do.
It'll be obviously part of a smaller farm bill package. So I'm going to talk about three of my priorities. One to the skinny farm bill would be common sense payment limits. Then another one would be working with Senator Ernst and Marshall to pass a nationwide solution to California's Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3. We have those states trying to dictate how Iowa pig farmers should operate their farm. Another priority of mine is restricting how any administration utilizes the Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, as you know it. In recent years, this pot of money has become a slush fund for the administration to use at their disposal. But Congress has the power of the purse, and I want to ensure that any funds taken out of the Commodity Credit Corporation are according to congressional approval.
Grassley is also working hard for farmland security.
I'm also working to advance my bipartisan Farmland Security Act to beef up reporting of foreign farmland investment. This is further tweaking of legislation that former Senator Wallop of Wyoming, now deceased, and I got passed in 1978, which was the first reporting of farmland ownership, because we didn't have any guidance to go on how much was owned. But that legislation has had to be beefed up since then, and needs further beefing up. So that's called the Farmland Security Act. And then, you know, this week, Ag Secretary Rollins acknowledged what we all say is that farm security is national security, or another way of saying that food security is national security.
And on Tuesday of this week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins goes over aspects of the newly announced USDA's National Farm Security Action Plan.
The first of the seven is securing and protecting American farmland ownership, actively engaging at every level of government to take swift legislative and executive action to ban the purchase of American farmland by foreign adversaries. Also enhancing our agricultural supply chain resilience, also protecting our U.S. nutrition safety net from fraud and foreign exploitation. Number four, defending agricultural research and innovation. Number five, making sure that America First is in every USDA program, from farm loans to food safety. Number six, safeguarding plant and animal health, working to make sure that we know what is coming in and how to control animal diseases. And number seven, protecting critical infrastructure from our farms and our food and our supply chains, again, along with partners across this government here in Washington and across our states.
And in response to her speech, Senator Grassley says,
and most everything she talked about in her news conference, I would agree with her on.
Again, hearing from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Secretary Brooke Rollins on this WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.